institution that I'm a part of, if someone said that one line of one opinion would be leaked by anyone, and you would say that, oh, that's impossible. No one would ever do that. There's such a belief in the rule of law, a belief in the court, a belief in what we were doing, that was verboten. It was beyond anyone's understanding, or at least anyone's imagination, that someone would do that. And look where we are, where now that trust or that belief is gone forever. And when you lose that trust, especially in the institution that I'm in, it changes the institution fundamentally. You begin to look over your shoulder. It's like kind of an infidelity that you can explain it, but you can't undo it.
The rat hungers for more after tasting human blood.
Forged out of the past and into the present, into the dream of the future.
Good morning, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. Today is Tuesday, June 28th, 2022. I am Luigi with the American Branch of PNN. Today will just be a rando day. It'll be a Paul News Central day. That's what today is going to be. We'll just go over the front of 4chan, and we'll go over the front of Paul News Central. That's going to be today's non-organized episode. To start the day, Salt Shaker sent me this really good thread read that I'm going to read out because it's just so fucking good. So good, it's very short. We will enjoy it to kickstart the show today. Daniel Schmidt, totally not a Jew, totally not Jewish. Daniel Schmidt is totally not Jewish, guys. I just finished my freshman year at an elite university that cost $80,000 annually. My kid's gonna pay like $200,000 to graduate, insane. The students at the school like this are future politicians, billionaires, etc. There are five observations I made the past year about them that may shock you. First, a staggeringly high number of them are LGBT+. I'm talking 20 to 30%. Don't believe me? At Yale, 23% of freshmen identify as LGBT+. I can't forget the plus. I have no reason to believe it's any different at elite universities. So why are so many high-performing students LGBT+? Nationally, only around 7% of adults are LGBT+. Two? Because they are scarily obedient to even the most illogical demands. An anecdote. The administration had just ended the mask mandate for students. The next day, one of my professors exclaimed that everyone should still be wearing masks because we were still in a, quote, pandemic, unquote. Without hesitation, every single student around me, who all came into class not wearing a mask, automatically put a mask on their face. The whole scene felt incredibly creepy and robotic. I ended up being the only student in the room who wasn't wearing a mask. Keep in mind, these are kids who scored perfect scores on the SAT, won math Olympiad competitions, and likely have IQs way above average, and yet, they quietly obey demands that any sane person would laugh at. Whatever happened to the youth being rebellious? Why is it the kids at state schools, who likely had imperfect test scores and grades in high school, appear much freer and like real human beings? 3. I have not met a single middle-class white kid. By white, I mean European ancestry. Every white kid I know is either low-income like myself, or extremely wealthy. Every time I do meet a white kid who appears to be middle-class, I shortly learn they're actually Hispanic and marked Hispanic on their college application, giving them significant help via affirmative action. Seems it's virtually impossible to get into an elite university as a middle-class white kid unless the kid has an extremely prodigal ability. The standards for all other economic classes are way lower. That's so true. I mean, there was a lawsuit with Asian Americans with that. Like, they were scoring high, but they were getting ostracized because they were categorized with white people. 4. Most self-described conservative students are spineless and hardly even conservative. They would never dare speak honestly about January 6th or criticize mass immigration or be vocally opposed to anti-white sentiment. They would rather write about trite political philosophy to appear smart and look good on a resume for Yale Law School than use the unique and powerful opportunities an elite university gives them to challenge the regime. 5. Most students will happily become slaves to wokeism if it means getting a top job at a prestigious financial institution. Companies like Goldman Sachs and McKinsey realize this and prey on these students, knowing they can use them as corporate and political slaves. Reciting their pronouns every time they introduce themselves? Check. Supporting blatantly anti-white racial equality training? Check. Virtue signaling on LinkedIn so HR employee at Bain Capital can hopefully notice? Check. These kids seem genuinely empty inside. That's, yes, accurate. Completely accurate. Good take. Thank you. Here we will move on to the Ponu Central segment of the show. First, the Hitler quote. Oh, the great Hitler quote. In order to champion this aberration of the human brain, one would have to have a sort of canine adoration for what's called the authority of state. In the minds of those people, the means is quickly and easily substituted for the end. The state no longer exists for the purpose of serving men, but men exist for the purpose of revering the authority of the state, which is vested in its functionaries, even down to the most inferior official, Adolf Hitler. Brilliant. 11 killed in Russian missile strike on Ukraine shopping mall. Aww. Poor Ukraine. Banned chemicals? We're at risk of creating a generation of racist and sexist robots. Study shows artificial intelligence quickly becomes bigoted after learning toxic stereotypes on the internet. Well, maybe it's just, you know, like Kenan was saying, maybe math is just truth, you know? Maybe it's not really racist. Maybe it's just, you know, the fucking truth. It's the fucking truth. Oh man, this one. Michael Stinger, Senate Sergeant at Arms, on January 6th reported dead. Wow. Was it 2 bullets to the back of the head? Shotgun blast to the chest. Suicide. Weird. Why is he dead?
But there is a shared responsibility with other law enforcement. Sharing of information, concept of possibility driving situations.
Blah, blah, blah. Getting rid of loose ends, this dude says. So many suicides. Jeesh, the corruption. Yes, yes. The Senate Sergeant at Arms, who was in charge of Senate security on the day of the Capitol riot, has died. There's not a lot of fucking information here. Thank you. Thank you, Post, with no fucking information. Well, strange. Very strange, guys. Joe Biden leaves Hunter Biden voicemail about deal with Chinese. I think you're clear. Oh, the corruption. The sheer corruption. Whatever. I don't even need to listen to it. Just, yeah, Joe Biden corruption. Yep. I know. We've known. We knew it during the election, you dumb shits. Supreme Court rules in favor of Washington football coach. Yes, I talked about that yesterday. 3 dead, 50 injured after packed Amtrak train derails. Yeah, I hit a dump truck or something. Yeah, pretty crazy. It was horrifying, said Dax McDonald, a Phoenix-based software engineer who was riding in the second-to-last car. Based way to travel is trains. I love trains. Wish it was cheaper. We should have more trains everywhere. More trains! 101-year-old Nazi guard charged with the murder of 3,000 prisoners. Oh my god, we got him, guys. Finally got him. Wow. Powerful. Got him. Just let the fucking man die in peace. Jesus fucking Christ. The man die. It's 100 years old. The dude probably doesn't even know what's going on. So let the fucking man die. But nope. Jews have to get him. Gotta get him. Lori Lightfoot saying fuck Clarence Thomas. Yeah, that video was good. Whoopi Goldberg talking about it. What are you saying, Whoopi?
I'm very pro-life. I've never been anti-life. I want people to have the lives they want, but I don't want to force anybody. I don't want anybody coming in my house telling me how to raise my daughter.
Maybe you should talk to your state then, Whoopi, if your state is preventing you from doing such a thing.
And what she needs, because they don't know.
Please clap. Please applaud. For those that don't know, they have a literal fucking sign above the audience that tells them when to fucking clap. Because they're retarded sheep.
And I appreciate everybody's religion. But I do not subscribe to your religion. I don't ask you to subscribe to mine. And you do not have the right, based on your religious beliefs, to tell me, because what's next, as Clarence Thomas is signaling, they would like to get rid of contraception. Do you understand, sir? No, because you don't have to use it.
But that's crazy.
They don't have to use it.
That is insane.
And they're not getting rid of contraception, Whoopi. They're not getting rid of contraception. They're just making it so that employers don't have to buy your contraception. It's a little bit different. It's a little bit different.
Exceptions on the menu. Gay marriage is now probably going to be overturned. Affirmative action is no more.
Why does mom and pop? Why do mom and pop have to buy your fucking pill, your contraceptive pills? Why? What the makes no sense.
Well, we were not even people.
He is saying nothing is pressing anymore.
Well, you better hope that.
You were people, Whoopi. You were like 1/5 of a person. What are you talking about? You were 1/5 of a person. So you were, 5 of you were a person. You know, if 5 of you got together, you equated to 1 white man.
They don't come for you, Clarence, and say you should not be married to your wife who happens to be white.
Based Clarence Thomas. Based Clarence Thomas. White. Yeah, you got that white wife, Clarence Thomas. Yes, you do. Yes, you do, Clarence. Oh, here's Lori.
And we know what happened with the Supreme Court. If you read Clarence Thomas' concurrence, he said, thank you, Clarence Thomas.
Fuck Clarence Thomas.
He thinks
Oh, but Trump is the violent one. Trump asking his supporters to go home. That was violence. But Lori Lightfoot saying, fuck Clarence Thomas, is powerful. So powerful.
We are going to stand idly by when they take our right to marry.
I'm not taking your fucking rights, you dumb bitch.
Our right to have children.
Your right to have children? What the fuck? I think she's a little high or something. She's probably high on cocaine or something. You're right to have children. Oops, wrong. So, what am I arguing for again? I think she got a little off tangent there a little bit. A bit. Oh, there's Clarence's wife. Oh, that's a lady. Is Clarence Thomas and a lady? that's wholesome. That's a wholesome picture. Just normal people. Kamala Harris brushes off AOC's idea for abortions on federal land? Abortions on federal land. Interesting. Interesting way to attack that, guys. Let's see how it plays, Cotton. From sand to spuds, how Algeria galvanized its agricultural sector. Awesome. I love potatoes. Okay, what do we got in front of 4chan? Let's go through it. Let's see what we got, peoples. What do we got? New claims against Trump. Oh, God. Oh, what's the new thing today? Latest claims. Trump was going to be an insurrectionist, but was blocked. He was asking for magnetometers to be removed because the crowd isn't there to hurt me. Wanted to march with his supporters and lead the insurrection himself like a general in the Civil War. Allegedly assaulted Secret Service, grabbing the steering wheel of the beast. Allegedly claimed crowd was in the right for wanting to take out the VP. Well, because they were. Pence had the power to change the outcome of 2020 election, 100%. He had the power because they're trying to take that power away right now. So you know he had the power if they're trying to take it away right now. So he could have done it. He just didn't do it. He was an establishment global homo piece of shit. And people are saying like Trump was like choking out his Secret Service dude, saying like, I am the president of the United States. You do what I tell you to do. You do what I would do, man. Imagine you're the president of the United States and you were telling your dude, you know, take me somewhere. And he'd say no. I'd be like, how the fucking nuclear codes, you motherfucker. You take me where I want to go. You know, I'm the goddamn president. I tell you, I want to go somewhere. You say, yes, sir. How fast? That's what you say. How fast do you want me to go, sir? That's what you say. So frustrated. Probably just surrounded by goddamn Jews. Just Jews, Jews, Jews everywhere. As far as the eye could see. And they think they have all this power. Like, no, president, you can't do that. Fuck off. Fuck off, I'm the president. Jew, you have no power here. You have no power here. Steve says he saw it in his local paper. Strange. Trump is going to jail forever. Trump demanded that the Secret Service stop checking for weapons and let militia members armed with AR-15s to enter the crowd on January 6th. You know, if people with AR-15s entered the crowd on January 6th, why was there no weapons found? Why was there no shots fired? No weapons found, no shots fired, but there was AR-15s everywhere? Okay. Whatever you say. We were moments away from the United States crumbling to MAGA supporters. They're not here to hurt me, Trump said. Take the fucking magnometers away. Magnetometers. Take the fucking magnetometers away. Yes. Yeah, no one was there to hurt Trump, dude. They probably would have lifted Trump on top of the crowd and protected them with their fucking very lives. You know? Those people would have literally surrounded Trump with a human fucking shield, these people. You think these people would have hurt Trump in any way, dude? They would have done everything in their power to protect the man. They would have protected the man and done whatever he asked of them. I don't think you guys understand the sheer... You probably do. Okay, MAGA supporters, they love Trump. They fucking love the man. And these people are saying that, like, people with AR-15s and stuff are going to shoot the president or hurt the president in any way? No. No. Maybe some fucking leftist that had infiltrated the crowd and put on a MAGA hat. Maybe them. Donald Trump fought Secret Service to lead rioters to Capitol. Guys, what play is this? This is a bad play. This is a horrible play. This makes Trump look fucking awesome. I mean, Trump's just going to deny this. The mainstream right's going to say this didn't happen. And then hardcore Trump supporters are going to be like, this is fucking awesome. I mean, what does this achieve besides making Trump look even better? Look, like he supported his supporters more than they even let on. Like he was fighting with the Secret Service to let him go with his supporters? How is that anything but good? Lastly, Maxwell was sentenced to 20 years? That's it? Dude, she has so much fucking dirt on people. She has so much dirt on people. Wow, she only got 20 years for ruining the lives of at least five kids. Like, five confirmed. I mean, they confirmed it was... She trafficked at least five kids. Confirmed. So, wow. What a corrupt system we have. That's blackpilling. Turkey lifting objections for Sweden and Finland joining NATO. Dude, if Finland joins NATO, that'll be a... I don't think Russia will like that. I don't think they'll like that one bit. Russia said that they anticipated that to happen, but I don't know, man. We'll see how they play it. Donald Trump tried to wrest the steering wheel of his limo away from his Secret Service agent to join the violent mob, a former aide testified. Based, dude. Fucking based. Fucking based. That's awesome. It just makes Trump look better to me. Makes me like Trump even more. I didn't think it was possible, but it is, I guess. Oh my gosh, Howard Stern wants to run for president to overturn all this bullshit. Wow. That's what I think. She should run for line leader into the gas chamber. Fuck you, Howard, you fucking sellout cunt. Yeah, exactly. Perfect. Perfectly said, Anon. Perfectly fucking said. Here we go. Man, this must be the big story right now. Trump lunged at Secret Service agent in rage when told he couldn't go to Capitol on January 6th. Dude, honestly, Trump, probably a good thing you didn't go. You'd probably be arrested right now if you went there. They'd be doing everything in their power to get you. They'd be doing everything they could to get you, Trump. This America says, I'd lunge at my so-called protection too if they weren't doing what I told them to. They aren't supposed to think, just follow orders. Exactly, dude. If the President of the United States is saying, take me somewhere, you say, yes, sir, how fast? How high do I jump, sir? How high do I jump, sir? That's what you say to our fucking president. I'm the fucking president. Trump tried to grab the beast's steering wheel and lunged at Secret Service agent and bid to drive to Capitol. This is so awesome, dude. See, dude,
CWPTG is just embracing it. I mean, why would we too, man? That's fucking awesome. Fucking so cool. Let's see what they're saying. Man, I was reading on Friends Chan. They were bashing PTG. Dude, PTG has some of the best goddamn content on 4chan. You want some good content, you go in these fucking PTG threads, man. I mean, that's a lot of good content in these fuckers. This American says, he's the president. Why can't he drive his car where he wants to go? Exactly. This dude's saying the Secret Service dictates aspects of your life. Fuck you, dude. He's the president. It doesn't matter if they... doesn't matter how much of your life they dictate. If the president says, do something, you do it. This is great. This American says, Green Text, they claim that Trump was physically unfit to even move and so fucking fat he couldn't walk several steps. Green Text, but in the same trial, he suddenly has the strength to overpower a driver from the back seat in their 20s and take control of the car. I don't even know what the play is from the Democrats right now. Maybe this was a trap. This is like a trap news story. I don't know how this does anything but make Trump look like more of a badass. Howard Stern may run for president, wants to end the Electoral College. Dude, fuck that, dude. That would be horrible. Electoral College is like incredibly important and is actually a part of our system. Okay, you gotta understand, we have three branches of government, but in Congress, you get a number of seats equal to your population, okay? So you get more power in Congress if you have more population of your state, okay? How is this balanced out? The way this is balanced out is during the election process, smaller states have a bigger say in the election. So smaller states don't have a lot of power in Congress, but they do have more power when it comes to electing the president of the United States. So that's how it evens and balances out. That's how, even though a state is small, they don't have a lot of representatives for the House, they still contribute to our system of government because they have more power when it comes to electing the president. It's a very balanced and well thought out system. And if you take away the Electoral College, then I would say you would need to reduce the number of House seats people get in the House depending on their state's population. Because if you take away the Electoral College, I mean, why even be a small state anymore? What's the point? I mean, there would be no point for our small states to be a part of the U.S. Why would... you have no voice at that point. You have no voice. You have no voice in the election. You have no voice in the House. You have a voice in the Senate. That's it. That's the only part of the government you would even have a voice in if you were a small state. It's pointless and stupid, and it's not good for smaller states. It's good for fucking California, though. It'd be good for California. This America says, Green Text, tell bald-faced lies for the establishment, Green Text. Get called brave and powerful. It really is that easy. Yep. Kinky. Max Kinky. This America says, it's pretty ballsy to accuse Trump of doing something so outlandish and having the only people who could corroborate it, the Secret Service, be unable to confirm or deny it due to security concerns. Yeah, this is weird. I mean, this is just a weird attack altogether. I mean, it seems pretty popular because it's a lot of threats right now. So I don't know. Very strange attack. Titty munch. Titty munching. Titty muncher. Hot. See, we got quality content here in PTG, guys. Quality content here. This dude says the only people watching CNN are poll users watching for shits and giggles. No, yeah, in every single airport in the United States. Every single fucking airport in the United States. That's their viewer base. The 200,000 viewers their show gets every night is literally just all the fucking televisions in the airports. That's their viewer base. There's no real people watching that show at all. Giblets. This America says Shields are getting absolutely mauled today. LOL. God, just say Keki fucking Nublet. Talking points just spat on the ground like a farmer blowing snot. Nothing sticks. Just relentlessly mocked for how stupid their shit is. Tomorrow's going to be even funnier. Yeah, and I mean, and if you take Mike Lindell Pillowman's word for it, which, I mean, he's tried, okay? When he was saying that we're taking it to the Supreme Court, he was trying to take it to the Supreme Court. You could In that speech I posted 2 days ago, you could hear it in his voice when he said Supreme Court and his voice cracked. I felt so bad for him, man.
Supreme Court, remember, back then didn't do anything. Okay, well...
You know, he tried hard to get that fucking thing in the Supreme Court and he got boned by a bunch of people. So, he's doing everything in his power with his podium to, you know, to get as far as he can get. But he needs help. And we're getting there. I think that push the vote or whatever the fuck that lady's vote investigation organization was, whatever the fuck that thing was, she's trying too. So we got many people on the bandwagon. Women on TikTok say hookup culture will be absolutely decimated if Roe v. Wade is overturned. Wow, I'm... God, my heart is broken. God forbid. Who cares? Who cares? Fucking bunch of roasties. Probably spreading all sorts of fucking diseases and shit. You fucking disgusting animals. Oh my gosh. Something about voter fraud. I don't think I'm gonna like this, but we'll see.
We've got a couple of important issues. We have a wide open border. We have fentanyl pouring in. We have the cartels with operational control. But that wouldn't be happening if we would have fair, honest elections. And we have a fraudulent election, a corrupt election. And we have an illegitimate president sitting in the White House. And because of that, our border is wide open. 5.5 tons of fentanyl was confiscated last year. Enough.
Dude, I can't believe she just said that on Fox News. The fact that she said that on Fox News, the guy must be panicking right now. He must be getting, like, the guys are yelling in his fucking earpiece right now. That's what's going on right now.
To kill over 2 billion people. It's a weapon of mass destruction. And that's why we're going to secure that border starting on day one. After I take my hand off the Bible, we are going to issue a declaration of invasion. We're going to finish President Trump's wall. And we're going to send our armed National Guard to the border and stop people from coming across. You know, I've been down there so many times, and people just pour in, and they've got a smile on their face. Because with Joe Biden, they feel they're going to stay here forever. And when I'm governor, they're going back.
Just to circle back, you say that it's an illegitimate president. You say that the election...
How ironic is it that he said, let's circle back to election fraud?
...election was stolen. You speak a lot about this on the campaign trail, talking about the 2020 election. This is the Arizona House Speaker, Rusty Bowers, testifying in front of Congress last week.
Anywhere, anyone, anytime.
They had this, Fox News had this prepped for her. Fox News had this thing fucking prepped for her. What the fuck? They were ready. This dude was ready.
Time has said that I said the election was rigged. That would not be true. There was no evidence being presented of any strength. Evidence can be hearsay.
Yeah, 200,000 plus fraudulent ballots. No proof, nothing substantive. 200 fucking thousand. In a race where 10,000 was what Trump needed to win, 200,000 ballots were in question. But no, nothing was wrong.
The evidence, it's still evidence, but it's still hearsay. But strong judicial...
It literally not hearsay. You paid cyber ninjas a lot of money to investigate that election. And they did. And in just one county, they found 200,000 questionable votes. In one county. One. How is it hearsay? Exactly.
Quality evidence. Anything that would say to me, you have a doubt, deny your...
2,000 mules.
Oath. I will not do that.
He's a Republican.
Because you're fucking scum. You're literally scum. You're palpable scum, sir.
He's a Trump supporter. And that's what he said.
He's a rhino, and he hopefully will be defeated.
Yes.
He is an absolute rhino. Karen Fan even admits there were issues with the election, that it can't be certified. And here's what we have. 740,000 ballots that have no chain of custody.
Yes.
They cannot be authenticated.
Not even 200, 700.
34,000 ballots that were counted 2, 3, and 4 times.
Yes.
People who moved who still voted.
More than 4 times, dude. There were some ballots that were counted 6 fucking times, lady. I mean, there's not a lot. There's like 4, but I mean, like 4, 5 ballots counted 6 times. You think there's probably some ballots that are counted 10 times, you know, like 1 or 2. That's adds up 20 votes right there.
tainted in our election. There's a mountain of evidence, and I wish that the corporate media would start covering it instead of putting their head in the sand and acting like it didn't happen. We know what happened here.
Okay.
Just because we have a rhino saying it didn't happen.
I understand what you're saying. The Attorney General obviously has talked about this at length, saying that they instructed U.S. attorneys to pursue any specific credible allegations of substantial fraud, and he found none, including using very colorful...
He's shaking right now. Strange.
...language in his testimony. I understand what you're saying, but there have been, as you know, more than 70 court cases where there was not evidence, and there was not any...
Like, right, if you look at his hand, he's shaking while he's talking about this. Why? It's so strange. Are you worried you're gonna fuck up, bro? You're gonna fuck up what your masters told you to do?
Any state legislature or governor that failed to certify an election, including your own Republican Doug Ducey.
We did not have any court cases.
You can see his hands are shaking. I can see them. They are shaking. He has tremors right now.
Where the evidence was presented. We now have evidence that is admissible in a court of law, and I believe the day will come where...
She's not shaking. He's not.
We have that court case. We have an AG, Mark Brnovich, who has sat on a mountain of evidence and done nothing, including video evidence. We have the True the Vote evidence. We have people who do not want to uncover the truth about our election.
True the Vote, that was the name of that organization I was talking about earlier, True the Vote.
And it makes me wonder if they're afraid they really didn't win in previous elections. But don't worry, because when I'm governor, we're going to get to the bottom of it.
And you
and
think
we will have honest elections.
Based woman.
And you think that Arizona citizens, voters, want to spend a lot of time looking at 2020 instead?
Yes, you fucking idiot. Yes. God, fucking Fox News is so stupid.
Instead of looking forward from 2022 and on.
I'm with them every single day. We draw...
Every single day, yeah. Every day, you dumb shit. Every fucking day.
Record crowds. Number one issue, because they know every other issue from inflation to the a border being wide open, not being able to afford gas and groceries, all stems from this corrupt election. We want an election day, not an election month.
Yes.
We want paper ballots, and we want to get rid of these electronic voting machines, which is why I'm involved in a federal case right now to get them banned here in Arizona.
Yes.
All we want, Brett, is honest elections for our children and grandchildren.
Yes.
We want honest elections for Democrats.
Voting machines
and Republicans. We want to know that when we go to bed on election night, when we wake up the next day, we find out who won before we go to bed, and we can live with that. But we can't keep having elections that nobody can live with, and we can't have this level of fraud anymore.
Understanding that every Republican leader in Washington says that Joe Biden is the legitimate president, everyone.
No. What? Who? Turtle Mitch, you fucking retard. Turtle fucking Mitch and... Lindsey Graham, those two, shut up.
But I understand.
Shut up.
But let me.
They're sitting there in Washington.
All the establishment Republicans stated it was a legitimate election, and all of those Republicans are who need to be voted the fuck out. Every single one of them. Every one of them. Every one of them. Goodbye.
They're sitting there in Washington.
Understood.
They're not here in Arizona.
This is what
we
you're
just
running
need some
on.
Diesel.
I get it.
Journalists to come out here and dig through this.
Let me just ask you one thing. Obviously, as a candidate, you come under...
They fired them all. All the decent journalists got fired for political correctness, lady. The only people left are troons that don't care if they write something fake, because they'll get sued later. They don't care. They're working for minimum wage, and all they give a fuck about is spreading their lies. And if that costs them their own life, they don't care, because they're that retarded.
Scrutiny. The Washington Post has a story today. It says Arizona GOP candidate who criticized drag queens was once a fan, according to a drag queen. This is the quote. Arizona GOP gubernatorial candidate Carrie Lake, who has attacked drag queens as dangerous to children, attended the shows of drag queen Richard Stevens for more than 20 years and once hired him to perform at her home. Do you care to address that?
I do care. I actually do care to address that, and I'm really shocked. I'm actually...
Why are you attacking Republicans, Fox News? What the... is this CNN right now? Are we on CNN, guys? What the fuck is going on?
I'm appalled that Fox News would take defamatory...
Yeah, exactly! What are you doing, Fox... Dude, Fox News had so much shit loaded up for this lady. What the fuck?
every story like that, and we are pursuing legal action against this drag queen. I'm appalled that you would bring that up when you have not talked about our stolen election. You failed to
talk about three questions, Ms. Lake, talking about this. I just asked you a number of questions.
Don't talk about the election. Don't talk about the election. Talk about the transgender fake news. Fuck you, Fox News.
About it. I played the Arizona
this
House Speaker.
This is the first of it.
Let's address this story that's in the Washington Post. Every candidate...
Let's address this fake story and not address the election. God, this right here is why Fox News is garbage. Like, what happened? The Jews bought it. That's what happened. The Jews control it. I mean, right here. I've never before has it been so fucking apparent on Fox News.
Wow.
I mean, this is
tough stories.
Did you hear? She's like, wow. Wow. She can't even believe it.
I'm asking you to respond to it if you'd like to.
I'm happy to address it, but I'm really disappointed in Fox. I thought you were a little better than CNN. This is a person who I covered for decades, 20 years, and he's never been in my home. He says he's been in my home for a drag show. That's ludicrous. He's never been in my home. He's lied. We tried to serve him defamation papers.
Okay.
And he's so shady that we can't even track him down because he's not even welcome at the places that he works.
I'm sorry, but this is the last question I'm going to ask. What about these pictures of you with him, Richard Stevens?
What about the post?
I've performed for Carrie's birthday. I've performed in her home.
That's not true.
I've performed for her at some of the seediest bars in Phoenix. I don't want to ask these questions. I ask you to address them.
Yes, you do.
I think you do want to ask them, but you don't.
This is why he was shaking. He knew he was going to unload all of this on her. Wow. So, I mean, he really is controlled by his masters. That's crazy.
I want to ask about 2,000 mules. I think you do want to ask
mules
about this. This is absolutely ludicrous. I'm talking about drag shows in schools. This is what triggered this man. Somebody who goes to a drag show with female impersonators is one thing. We don't want our tax money going into drag shows at school.
Okay, I understand
and
what you're making a difference
the
there, but you're
I'm
saying his allegations are wrong, is
They're
what
false.
You're saying.
Yes, okay. I am.
Right.
And I'm really appalled that you would spend time on a false story like that. It's shocking.
Well, I think
it's important to have
candidates address things that are coming up that might affect a race.
True.
And I thought you would appreciate that.
But you didn't
that.
Ask my opponent, the establishment opponent who was here last week, you didn't ask her about her votes to allow illegal alien students to get a lower tuition than American students. You didn't ask her about the 70 plus times that she raised tuition on American students. You didn't ask her any tough questions.
That's
and
not
here
true.
You have me on and you try to bring a defamatory story out. It's really sad. I
Ms.
thought
Lake,
there was hope.
I really appreciate your time. We thought we'd address all issues that are on the table. That is
Hit
one
peace.
Of them being covered today. We thank you and we'll cover the primary
thank
August 2nd.
You. Please send reporters out to cover this corrupt election. We would
yes.
appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Up next, the panel.
Corrupt election. Wow, I think that's a good one to end on, because that was just, man, you can just see the hypocrisy, the palpable Jewish influence, if you will. Yeah, terrible, horrible. Investigate the 2020 election. It was fraudulent. Investigate it. Thank you all for watching. Thank you for listening. Next episode will be Hearts of Iron, which will be Hearts of Iron World War II. Fun time. Have a great day. Goodbye.
The settlement of the Czechoslovakian problem, which has now been achieved, is, in my view, only the prelude to a larger settlement in which all Europe may find peace. This morning, I had another talk with the German Chancellor, Herr Hitler. And here is the paper which bears his name upon it as well as mine. Some of you perhaps have already heard what it contains, but I would just like to read it to you. We, the German Führer and Chancellor, and the British Prime Minister, have had a further meeting today and are agreed in recognizing that the question of Anglo-German relations is of the first importance for the two countries and for Europe. We regard the agreement signed last night and the Anglo-German naval agreement as symbolic of the desire of our two peoples never to go to war with one another again.
Yesterday, December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy. The United States of America was suddenly and deliberately attacked by naval and air forces of the Empire of Japan. No matter how long it may take us to overcome this premeditated invasion, the American people in their righteous might will win through to absolute victory.
Колхозники и колхозницы, работники интеллигентного труда, братья и сестры тылу наших врагов, временно подпавшие под иго немецких разбойников, осенит вас непобедимое знамя великого Ленина. За полный разгром немецких захватчиков, смерть немецким оккупантам, да здравствует наша славная Родина. Ее свобода, ее независимость. Под знаменем Ленина вперед к победе!
Fight with growing confidence and growing strength in the air. We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender.